Officially 1 hour until your favorite show premieres. Time to get some snacks delivered through Instacart. Okay, let's get some popcorn, seltzer, chocolate-covered almonds, and... Wait, did they release the whole season? Better cart some ice cream for the two-part finale. When your day should be ending but a new season is starting, the world is your cart. Visit Instacart.com or download the app and get free delivery on your first order. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday night to you. Much love to everybody listening all over North America. Hope you have a good one. I'm hanging out here with my main man, super producer and host, Dave Shepard. I'm locked in with everybody all over North America, and this is where we're going to be for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Wow, this is actually a good basketball game going on right now in Milwaukee. You got the Bucks, you got the Celtics. The Boston Celtics have a bunch of nobodies, literally. They got a bunch of nobodies playing basketball right now, and they are tied up with the Milwaukee Bucks, 116-116. Jaylen Brown has a broken face. Jason Tatum is out sick, no COVID. Al Horford has a busted up knee, and you got guys like Sam Hauser just dropping three-pointers to, potentially send this game into overtime. Boston and Milwaukee are currently tied 116. 3 seconds left on the clock. I guess the Milwaukee Bucks were just bored tonight. This was supposed to be a good Tuesday night game, but everybody on the Celtics is basically busted up. Interesting finale out there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Anyway, a lot going on in the world of football today. The Arizona Cardinals finally have a new head coach. The Indianapolis Colts have a new head coach. It's not Jeff Saturday. Bieniemy still doesn't have a job. Yeah, Eric Bieniemy from the Kansas City Chiefs, he still doesn't have a job. The Baltimore Ravens found a new offensive coordinator. It's just a matter of whether or not Lamar Jackson is going to be around to work with him. And it's just, there's so much going on. Aaron Rodgers is trashing NFL insiders. Tom Brady has love advice for all of the Valentine's Day lovers out here. It's been an interesting day. And so here for the next 4 hours, I will try and show a lot of love. Okay? Thank you to everybody locked in on the free Odyssey app. People tuned in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. All my friends on Sirius XM channel 158. And every person locked in on a smart speaker. Hey, Shep, how are you this evening, man? You doing good?
No complaints, Jared. And happy Valentine's Day, my friend. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you. To you as well. I'm good, man. Just, I started watching this game a few hours ago between the Bucks and the Celtics. And I'm just like, hey, man, Milwaukee Bucks are just going to sleepwalk through this one. And that's where they're at. 116-116 overall. They're heading into overtime. I'll talk about that game and give you an update when it concludes. I want to get into this. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Derek Carr. It's official. He's a free agent. We'll talk about Derek Carr and his death stares later on in the show. There are a few places that Derek Carr can go. Some of them make sense. Some of them don't. Is he going to be a Jet? Is he going to be a Saint? Is he going to Carolina? Is he going to be a Buccaneer? God knows where Derek Carr ends up, but he can actually sign before anybody else. But let's get out of the players. Let's focus in on the coaches to start the show off. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to have their championship parade in Kansas City tomorrow. There are going to be tons of drunks outside. I'm sure there will be plenty of the players who will be drunk. And let's see who gets run over, a la Klay Thompson. Let's see who's stumbling around like a drunk, like a Tom Brady. My money is on Travis Kelce to be drunk out of his mind tomorrow. And then you got the losers. You got the Philadelphia Eagles. There is no parade for the Eagles. But it's just about time for the Eagles to, quote unquote, get stripped down from the actual players on the Eagles representing the city of brotherly love, and then the coaching staff. Today, now that the Super Bowl is done, now that there's nothing else to prepare for, bum-ass teams have decided to continue on with the hiring process, and they're looking at it, the team that was successful, a team that was successful, although they did not win the Super Bowl, and they're bringing in their new head coaches. How about the Indianapolis Colts, who were a complete joke last year? Matt Ryan gets benched, Frank Reich gets fired, Jeff Saturday gets the job, Jeff Saturday goes 1-7, Jeff Saturday goes through three different interviews just for all of us to find out officially today that Shane Steichen, the former offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles, he is the new head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. You may have heard this guy's name. Most of us have probably never even heard who the hell he is. He's been coaching in the NFL for 12 years. He joined the Eagles in 2021. Obviously, the Eagles, with their passing attack with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, their rushing attack, they were third in scoring this year. They just went out there, and they were the 12th team in NFL history to score 30 or more points three times in a single postseason. Shane Steichen and his offense were getting it done. He had some excellent players now, didn't he? You can't win anything without players, right? And so you can be an offensive coordinator when you got a damn all-star team with you, but how is that going to translate into being a head coach? We're going to find out. But Shane Steichen, he is not stupid. He sat down today, introductory press conference, and he rattled off all of the names, every player on his offense, and he thanked them for the job because he knows if the Eagles didn't just perform, he wouldn't have no damn job. Listen to this. He was crying.
Thank you to A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Quez Watkins, Zach Pascal, Dallas Goedert, Jack Stoll, Grant Calcaterra, Miles Sanders, Boston Scott, Kenny Gainwell, Jordan Mulata, Landon Dickerson, Jason Kelce, Isaac Suamala, Lane Johnson, Ian Book, Gardner Minshew, and last but not least, Jalen Hurts. Thank you to each and every single one of you guys. I would not be sitting here today if it wasn't for you. It's all about the players, and it'll always be about the players. And I will be forever grateful for you guys, and I wish you guys all the best going forward.
Oh, yeah, man, you better, well, don't give them a cut of your money. They make more money than you do. There's also a good chance that you get fired if things don't work out. The players will still make buckets and buckets of money. And Shane Steichen, he's supposed to be the quarterback whisperer, right? He just aided in the development of Jalen Hurts. He was with the Chargers. He was working with Justin Herbert in his development. He was working with a veteran in Phil Rivers. He actually played quarterback at UNLV. And so now he's going to be tasked with being the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. There you have it, Shane Steichen. Hopefully there's no more crying. And if he is crying, hopefully there's a damn good reason. Jim Irsay, the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, the man who will give anybody a chance and an opportunity to coach the team if you happen to be his friend. Hi, Jeff Saturday. Jim Irsay was there at the press conference, and why not? He owns the team, right? And now what people who own things want to do, they want to be seen, they want to be heard. Well, he was up there on the stage. Chris Ballard happens to be the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts. And Jim Irsay was dropping some knowledge. He was pretty much saying what we all know. It's about time for us to draft a quarterback. Maybe we go somewhere like Alabama. Listen to Jim Irsay.
We're not hiding, you know, no one can shy away from the fact what quarterback means in this league and how we have to look going forward, where Shane and Chris really, you know, dig into this draft and really see where you're at. Do you stay put? Do you trade up? You know, there's many things you can do. They took Jalen in the second round. So,
trade back.
So, he likes
that'll
picks.
That'll be a Twitter freaking quote.
He likes picks. Although the Alabama guy doesn't look bad, I tell you.
No, the Alabama guy, Bryce Young. Okay. The Indianapolis Colts select at number 4. And there's no more veteran quarterback for them to get. There's no Phil Rivers. There's no Matt Ryan. It's no Jacoby Brissett. It's like this team has been cursed since Andrew Luck decided to just quit. He didn't want to go to the bathroom and pee blood anymore. He said, I ain't playing this football. It's not for me. And so we move on with the Indianapolis Colts. Shane Steichen is supposed to help fix or indoctrinate whatever rookie quarterback they decide to bring into the fold. And for the Indianapolis Colts, the good thing is there's no Jeff Saturday. Jeff Saturday is, I don't know, is he going to move back to television? Is he going to stand on a boat and go fishing? I know he's not going to be head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. And he was actually very gracious today because he was fishing, apparently. He was on a boat, obviously. And he decided to film a video message on Twitter. And he let everyone know that he was thankful, that he is a Colt, and that he will always root for the Colts. And that includes the man who just took the job from him or won it over him. And Shane Steichen, listen to Jeff Saturday.
What's up, everybody? Hey, first, I just want to say to the Colts organization, the Colts Nation, how much I appreciate the opportunity. I'm so grateful for the last 8 weeks of the season and the opportunity to represent you guys. I appreciate the coaches for all your time, energy, and effort, to all the players laying it out there each and every week. I can't tell you how much I respect and appreciate what each and every player, not only for the Colts, but the NFL do and what they put on the line each and every week. But it was an absolute blessing. I look fondly upon it. Wish we would have done better, but ultimately that is where it is. And so I want to wish Coach Steichen the best of luck. I'm still a huge Colt fan and pulling for you guys. Looking forward to hoisting some Lombardi trophies and excited for your opportunity. So for everybody out there, including the however many thousand that signed the petition, which may have included my wife and son, not exactly sure, but in all honesty, I'm so grateful for Colts Nation and who you are.
Oh, that's nice of him to acknowledge that there was a big segment of the fan base who signed a petition begging for him not to get the job. At least he can laugh at himself. Some people take themselves way too seriously. Jeff Saturday went 1-7 for the Indianapolis Colts last year after he took over for Frank Reich. They won 4 games out of 17 last year. The Indianapolis Colts, one of the best defenses, what was one of the best defenses in the NFL, is crap. The offense struggled to score points. Shane Steichen is going to be a coach going absolutely nowhere if he doesn't get players in. You just heard the man boo-hoo and cry thinking about all of the veterans, all of the Pro Bowlers, all of the dudes who just helped him go to a Super Bowl. He doesn't have that with the Indianapolis Colts. He's going nowhere. But I do have to give Jim Irsay some credit for actually getting a guy who's kind of going up and down the ranks of being a coach. Somebody who did play quarterback, someone who coached in college, someone who was an offensive coordinator in the NFL, someone who did work with quarterbacks instead of Jeff Saturday, who has his own unique accomplishments as a multiple-time All-Pro at center, but never coached a day in his life. I'm sure Coach Chin, Bill Cowher, is happy that Jim Irsay decided to get someone that would be a just a little bit more qualified. Just a little bit. And so good luck to Shane Steichen. Everything is just getting started here for him. He said it out of his own mouth, though. It don't matter who the hell I am and what I coach. If my players are crap. And unfortunately, that's what a lot of the Colts are right now. As a team, they are collectively garbage. 4 wins, 17 games, looking for a quarterback. And it sounds like Jim Irsay wants to go ahead and add Bryce Young as his future QB if he can get his hands on him at number 4. This is what happens when you win, folks. Everybody likes a winner, right? When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. The Eagles lost, and they still have people leaving the team. Shane Steichen to the Colts, and Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator, to the Arizona Cardinals. Yeah, the same Jonathan Gannon that has been kind of beat up over the past 48 hours, losing to the Super Bowl, not making an adjustment. A matter of fact, we're going to take a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We have so much to discuss. Derek Carr, the free agent. We're going to get into Eric Bieniemy. This man still doesn't have a job. Derek Carr, God knows where he goes. We're going to get into Damar Hamlin. Had a great interview on ABC with Michael Strahan. We'll talk about Lamar Jackson and his new offensive coordinator, possibly, and also Jonathan Gannon, the new head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. We got a busy show for you tonight. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Just getting started on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Super Bowl is done, folks. We're not going to have another NFL regular season game, a postseason game. We're not going to have an NFL game that means anything until September. We got a while to wait. And so we've officially entered into the offseason. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to hold their press conference is too tame. They're going to hold their parade tomorrow, which should be a lot of fun. I'm going to be tuning into their parade. I want to see who's absolutely drunk off their ass. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia Eagles, they're losers, but they still have some guys who have new jobs. Right before we went to break, I told you about Shane Steichen. He's the new former offensive coordinator for the Eagles. He's the new head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. And he's not the only dude to have moved on and got a new job. Jonathan Gannon, he's going to be replacing Cliff Kingsbury as the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. We know about the Eagles' defense. We know about the 70 sacks. Jonathan Gannon's entire defense gave up the second fewest yards in the NFL last season. They ranked 7th in points allowed. And you can work wonders when you have absolutely amazing talent. The most important thing that Jonathan Gannon doesn't have right now is an offense. And that part, he's going to have to figure out, especially with Kyler Murray returning from injury. And so Jonathan Gannon being a defensive mind. He's been with the Eagles since Nick Sirianni joined the squad in 2021. He's been all over the damn NFL, the Colts, the Vikings, the Titans, the Falcons. He played ball at Louisville, and now he's going to be a head coach for Arizona. Good luck with Kyler Murray. I'll be real interested to see who he brings on and hires to help him out. I mean, if we have to go by some of the more recent quotes and audio from Jonathan Gannon. Are you supposed to be inspired by this man? It was only a few weeks ago, as the Eagles were getting ready to go to the Super Bowl, he told Fox 29, he's like, listen, I got a job here with the Eagles, and I ain't never leaving.
Might be your last one here, because you might get the call.
No, Philly's keeping me. We're good, bad, or indifferent. I'm staying here.
Oh, yeah, 5-year contract worth millions of dollars just changed his mind rather quickly. And then today, I'm sure, as he officially signed his contract, I'm 1,000,000% certain that Jonathan Gannon got a call from the Cardinals, the marketing department, the communications department. They said, hey, Jonathan, we want to announce your signing. Can you do us a favor? Can you film a short, brief video that we can put on social media? Can you just film a quick video letting everybody know that you're absolutely thrilled and ready to be the next head coach of the Arizona Cardinals? And Jonathan Gannon gave us this inspiring piece for all of the Cardinals fans.
What's up, Bird Gang? Jonathan Gannon, your new head coach, Arizona Cardinals. Ready to get to work. Buckle up. We're going to have some fun.
Can't wait. To borrow some words from Bart Scott. The only thing missing after that was a Russell Wilson-esque, let's ride. But Cardinals fly. They don't gallop or ride. That was pretty miserable. The Arizona Cardinals could have done without that. Just wait for him to arrive on the scene next time before you want some type of social media video. Can we hear that miserable, inspirational piece one more time?
What's up, Bird Gang? Jonathan Gannon, your new head coach, Arizona Cardinals. Ready to get to work. Buckle up. We're going to have some fun.
Ooh. Hey, Shep, exciting now, isn't it?
Broncos orange, let's ride.
Yeah, rather inspiring.
Yeah. 8-5. That makes that look good.
Yeah, both pretty pitiful. I don't think there's any way that you can galvanize an entire fan base on social media with, hey, can't wait to be the new head coach. I'm ready for you guys. Let's go. Buckle up. Like, what are we doing here? It's like, is this a pep rally? Like, if I'm one of his players, if I'm Kyler Murray, I'm rolling my eyes. I'm like, I'm in rehab going, this is the new head coach. We don't need this crap. What the New England Patriots should do every offseason, right before training camp starts, they should have Bill Belichick do a hype video.
Jay, I got a question for you. You think Nick Sirianni called him in all seriousness and said, listen, remember what I did a couple years ago? Keep the bar low, let the media think you're stupid, and then completely outcoach anybody's expectation.
No.
No, okay.
Not at all, no. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Manny's calling from Flushing. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, Jay? How you doing?
I'm good. Go ahead, Manny.
Man, I don't know what to say. For the fifth straight year, the enemy still hasn't had a job. Damn. Can a brother get a job here in the NFL? I mean, it's Black History Month. NFL makes them do some history. Which team do you think is better right now, the Eagles or the Cardinals? The Cardinals or the Colts, excuse me.
Oh, my God. Ugh. Is that easy today? This is the off season. I mean, if we had to look at last year, they were both disasters. They're currently still disasters. Kyler Murray, God knows when he's actually going to play. And then you have the Indianapolis Colts who don't even know who's going to throw the football for them next year. So that's a difficult one. If you were going to ask me who might have the tougher road in front of them, that would be the Colts. Even with Kyler Murray's injury, at least there's a little bit more stability there with the Cardinals.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the Bucs won. The Bucs won, by the way.
I did see that. They were able to hold off against those no-name Celtics. So good for them.
Yeah, God bless them. Yeah, but overall, I mean, it's just a damn shame that that Bradley, you know, it's just frustrating. Like every year we got to ask, will Bradley get a job? I mean, it's just, I hope he gets a job, but it seems like every time when a hire goes through, his name is not there.
Well, I mean, we're gonna get into Eric Bieniemy, Manny, at the top of the hour, so make sure you stay tuned. Eric Bieniemy, again, no job. We can look at the dudes who just got jobs today, and Shane Steichen, and we can look at Jonathan Gannon. They aren't as qualified. They don't or have not had as much success as Eric Bieniemy, and they were also on the losing side of the Super Bowl. And Eric Bieniemy, there's obviously some type of stigma surrounding him. There happens to be or has to be some type of issue as to why he has not or is not receiving a head coaching job or an opportunity. But we're going to get to him at the top of the hour. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's interesting that Manny asked, you know, what team between the Indianapolis Colts and the Arizona Cardinals are better positioned to move forward. And it's just like, well, pick the team that actually has a quarterback right now, even though he's hurt. And that's Kyler Murray. That's the Arizona Cardinals. There are a bunch of teams that are going to be looking for a quarterback this offseason, typically half of them. And there is a free agent lurking around. His name is Derek Carr. We're going to talk about Derek Carr when we come back because it's official. He can go ahead and sign anywhere. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about Derek Carr. We're going to get into some coaching. We're going to talk about why Eric Bieniemy doesn't have a job. We'll talk about Lamar Jackson.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I love your show. Every time I come home from work, it is a great listen.
I just want to tell you, man, I love the show.
What's up, JR? Thanks for taking my call, man. I want to say first, though, I love your show, bro. I listen to you almost every night, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. We talked about all the movement going on in the NFL post-Super Bowl. Indianapolis Colts have a new head coach in Shane Steichen. Arizona Cardinals have a new head coach in Jonathan Gannon. And the Philadelphia Eagles, they have spots to fill. Offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. We've heard rumors, but things haven't been finalized as of yet. You know, we've heard about upgrades in the system, keeping things in-house, just giving guys, I don't want to say raises. Obviously, you get a raise with a new position, but just getting a promotion. But we'll figure that out sooner than later. And last night, we talked in detail about a lot of the Eagles' future free agents, or not even future free agents. You got guys like Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, veterans on the team who contributed to the Super Bowl, who all cooked. They're done. They can move on. And Ndamukong Suh was a short-term rental. Linval Joseph was a short-term rental. James Bradbury called for the hold. He was a short-term rental. And it's not going to be easy for the Philadelphia Eagles to bounce back. You would assume that the New York Giants will be back with improvements to their offense. The Washington football team, I don't know what the hell is going on with them. Flip a coin year to year. And the Dallas Cowboys will probably come back again. Win anywhere between, I don't know, 10 and 12 games. Go to the playoffs and be a pain in somebody's ass on the way to elimination. And so the Eagles, already in a loss, having to think about next year. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tripp, he's calling from West Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tripp? Hey, Tripp, you're live. Okay, I guess, pardon the pun, I guess Tripp got tripped up. that happens in West Virginia. I don't know what the hell people are doing out there. But as we talk about moving on, I did mention to you Derek Carr last break. We can talk about all the coaches in the world and people moving on and getting new jobs. It's official. Derek Carr, to the shock of no one, is a free agent. He had the option of kind of helping the Las Vegas Raiders out and being traded, and he declined. The Raiders were trying to figure things out with the Saints, and Derek Carr said, no, you ain't trading me anywhere. I'm going to control my own destiny. I'm going to be a free agent. And so here Derek Carr is with options in front of him, where basically half the NFL would pretty much look for a quarterback. Are they looking for a veteran QB? Are they looking for a young quarterback? Is Derek Carr looking for a rebuilding situation, or is he just trying to wake up and quote-unquote plug and play? You know, Derek Carr, he was real chill, making jokes about his past with the Raiders. I mean, it was just a few weeks ago before the Super Bowl where he was in Vegas and he was making jokes with Ryan Clark on ESPN about how hot he was at some of the mini game competitions. And he's making jokes about, man, if I was this hot, I'd still be a Raider. Listen to this.
Listen, Derek, you've thrown touchdown passes in Vegas before. You've been on fire. Have you ever been that hot in Las Vegas?
Not that hot. It's probably why I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah. He met with the New Orleans Saints, toured their facilities, let them know, hey, I'll come here maybe potentially as a free agent, but I ain't trying to be traded here. And then, of course, we get the nice words. Derek Carr's agent puts out a message thanking the Raiders. The Raiders organization puts a message out on social media thanking Derek Carr. And then we get anonymous reports saying some of the unfortunate things that we've heard for years about Derek Carr. Anonymous source inside the Raiders organization says Derek Carr performed poorly in the snow, which he did. Derek Carr wasn't tough enough in the pocket. We've heard opposing teams say that about Derek Carr. And what are his realistic options? The Saints trying to compete in the NFC South? The New York Jets? Is Derek Carr supposed to be some type of consolation prize for the Jets if they don't get Aaron Rodgers? The Carolina Panthers? Derek Carr is going to go somewhere and hope that things just, quote-unquote, turn around. And he's going to look for $35 million in the process, give or take. Can the Saints afford that? Or the New York Jets? Oh, they can probably afford it, but do they want Derek Carr as their number one option? Hell no. This is the same Derek Carr who back in November, he's losing a football game and he's crying. You tell me. If this would fly in New York.
I'm just pissed off about some of the things, you know, that a lot of us try and do just to practice. What we put our bodies through just to sleep at night. And for that to be the result of all that effort pisses me off. Pisses a lot of guys off. It's hard knowing what some guys are doing. Like I said, just to practice what they're putting in their body just to sleep at night. Like just so we could be there for each other. And I wish everybody in that room felt the same way about this place. And as a leader, that pisses me off, if I'm being honest.
Damn. Wow. There you have it. The most attractive free agent quarterback in the NFL right now, Derek Carr.
He cares, JR.
Good for him. He can care all he wants. That doesn't mean his life is going to be easy elsewhere. Do that for the New York Jets. See how that works out. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. J. Ron is calling from Louisville, Kentucky. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello.
Yes, J. Ron, you're live. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy. Hey, listen, I just want to tell you, they don't put a heavy investment in these quarterbacks who bring you in and make all this money. You put pressure on them, and you can't put pressure on a good quarterback if you ain't got a defense. The Raiders have sucked in defense for over the years. Why do you think Kansas City's got our number? It's really sad when our rivals of all, not just Kansas City, San Diego, who used to be, is now Los Angeles Chargers. They got our number because we don't have no defense. The defense wins games. Ask Ray Lewis. They never had an offense when he won his one of the Super Bowls. And it's really sad that you don't give them.
That's not necessarily true. His last Super Bowl, you had Joe Flacco play at an elite level as a quarterback. That's not accurate.
What, Trent Dilfer with Shannon Sharpe? They barely had an offense that was clicking, but their defense was legit.
That is an outlier. And if we want to look at the quote-unquote defenses, I wouldn't look at this Kansas City Chiefs team and look at them as anything more than an okay defense. They just gave up 35 points in a Super Bowl and walked away with it. Throughout the course of the year, the Kansas City Chiefs, their defense was pretty average. Yes, we can run with the cliche, and thank you, J-Ron. Mm-hmm. We can run with the cliche of defense wins championships. Yeah, it certainly can. We saw a pivotal turnover in the Super Bowl this past Sunday, and the ball went for six. It went the other way. I'm not going to look at Derek Carr and his failures and pin it on defense. If I had to line up every single quarterback in the NFL and I had to look at their singular attributes, if I had to look at what makes them good, if I had to think about what makes them bad, Derek Carr would be in the middle. He'd be good. It doesn't matter what team he's on. He would be good. He's not going to elevate a team by himself. He is not completely going to trash or throw away a game. Any quarterback would be a beneficiary of a good defense, an absolutely amazing defense. But Derek Carr, regardless of what team he's playing on, just because of what he does and how he plays and how he doesn't play, he's okay. He's good. It don't have nothing to do with a defense. Erskine calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, my friend?
How are you?
Hey, I'm great, man. Listen, I'm in tears right now laughing at that last statements coming from Derek Carr when he was just crying like a little baby. They're going to eat him up in New York if that's where he chooses to land at. I don't think he has the grit. I don't think he's tough enough to handle it, not just the media, not just the big market out there. But you got to have tough skin to play in tough places, and I don't think he'll be able to cut it.
Okay. And, you know, I don't take issue with the man being passionate or him crying even. I just know that's not going to fly everywhere. It's not. New York and the Northeast, New York, Boston, we can start rolling into the Mid-Atlantic. We can start thinking about Baltimore. Ain't nobody want to hear you crying, man. Cry when you win a championship. You can be passionate, but do it out on the field. Yes. And Chef, this is this person's name. This person's name is Yes.
He's becoming a regular.
I don't remember Yes, but okay. hey, Yes, you're on CBS Sports Radio calling from Wisconsin. What's on your mind, Yes?
Well, I kind of love Derek Carr, but he reminds me of a golden retriever. Does that make sense? Oh, am I still on the air?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, because I wasn't hearing anything back. Do you want me to just talk? Because Derek Carr is like the kind of guy, you throw a ball he chases. It's great. It's brilliant. But then, like, you've got this guy who coached Tom Brady who's actually okay with, like, a third-string backup running the offense because it isn't about that one beautiful pass. It's like Derek Carr, yeah, sure. He's one of the top 16 best quarterbacks in the league. So, like, I would want him if I was the Texans. I'd want him maybe if I was the Colts. But he's not going to be dynamic, and a coach who's got a great scheme isn't going to want to spend the money on him. Sure, he's got the money ball, but when you're playing offense, like, for example, in the Super Bowl, like, who cares how great Patrick Mahomes' arm talent is? It was about his decisions at the line, who he was going to throw to, and his ability to have, you know, only a 10-point deficit going into the second half.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Yaz. All right. Well, Shep, what'd you have for dinner this evening? Did you eat yet?
I did, sir.
What'd you have?
I had some chicken and some pasta and rice. What did you have, Jared? We never ask about what you eat. I know you eat so healthy.
Oh yeah, I also you ate chicken. I thought you ate plants.
It's like micro-based chicken.
Oh, that's not real chicken.
It's not real chicken. No.
Micro. What is micro-based?
It's like a biotic. It's what you have at like a vegan restaurant. It's microbiotic. It's microbiotic. It's really really good.
So these are peas that taste like chicken?
Pretty much. Jared, can I say one quick thing about Derek Carr, though?
I ate chicken, by the way. I had real
good
chicken.
Good for you.
But go ahead.
You know, look, I understand what you're saying about fans in the Northeast. I do remember that 7-game series with the 76ers and the Raptors with the doink, 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 Kawhi Leonard buzzer beater. And I remember Joel Embiid laying it all on the line.
Crying.
And then he cried his eyes out.
Right.
And remember Marc Gasol had to console him. And I'm telling you, JR, the Philadelphia 76ers fans, which are more brutal than New York Jets fans, and that's saying something, had his back and loved him for it. And Joel Embiid played inspired basketball the next year. You can argue should have won the MVP. I think Northeast fans will ingratiate themselves to a player that cares as much as Derek Carr does.
Here's the difference between Joel Embiid and Derek Carr. You just said it. Joel Embiid is an MVP talent. Derek Carr, when it comes to quarterbacks, is okay. He's good. Man, if you want to start crying and boo-hooing, man, you better be damn good. Nobody want to see somebody mediocre crying. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. No crying on the JR Sport Brief Show. Unless I'm doing it on CBS Sports Radio.